What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This is a Boardwalk Audio podcast.
Nailed that.
Yes. It's good that we made Ryan the host.
Did you go, Joe, or did we say it at the same time?
No, I think I went. You may have gotten the delay.
I think also you cut out. One of you cut out.
Okay.
Fair enough.
We know who we are now.
Yeah, but everyone, if you're listening to this and you don't know who we are, A, terrible timing. To try and learn that. But also B, weird.
Exactly. Spring game.
Not to dissuade people from listening, but
yeah.
Spring game, huh? I drank. Yeah. I'm back on the Kool-Aid. I'm back.
You go so quickly. You're you know, it's like your fluctuations are dangerous.
You
if
do.
They were weight fluctuations.
I do.
You'd be in big trouble.
yeah, like running backs. Looked very good. Both lines looked very good. Martinez looked very good. Receivers looked pretty good. Couple drop balls. But you know what? It's a spring game. And we were missing like three of our best players, three seniors. We were missing Honus. We were missing the pretty one. The pretty defensive player.
The lineman with the... with the dreads?
No, the white kid.
Who the... Ben Stillman? JoJo Doman.
He's very pretty.
And also the pass rusher, who I think is going to have a good year this year, was out. I forget his name.
Jesus. Feldarius Payne?
Yes, Feldarius Payne. He was out. Honus is going to be out, looks like, for probably a while.
Well, it sounds like the only one who's going to be out still by fall camp is Fadone.
I thought he said Honus, it looked like it wouldn't be able to start the season.
Well, this was as of the other day.
After the game yesterday, he said Honus is not going to be able to ready for the start of the season.
Yeah. I'm
hopefully he'll be ready for some part of the season. Fadone to me is not as, I mean, that injury is bad. But if he was ever going to have that that injury, now. Because if he comes back with four games left, he's got the red shirt there, and you haven't put any time on his clock. They have two good tight ends right now already. So if ever he was going to get hurt, this was the best time.
Yeah, I agree.
The best time for him to get hurt would be catching the game-winning touchdown in the
at the end of the season
at the national championship of a senior season.
You're picturing
catches the ball, breaks his elbow, is out.
No, you don't want that in the senior season.
But he wins us a national championship. That's the best way for him to get.
You're picturing that moment of like when Michigan State beat Michigan on the block punt and the kid returns it, they all jump on him and dislocate his hip while celebrating.
His hip.
You're picturing
that. Get up. Yes.
And no one could hear him scream because it was so loud in the stadium.
Underneath everybody.
That really happened?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that injury really happened.
Yeah, that was a few years ago. That was
I remember the play.
That was when we were still at the happy ending. Or may have been Sycamore Tavern by that point, but that's like my nightmare. It's like being at the bottom of a pile, dislocated hip, can't get anyone off of you. Oh God, that sounds terrible.
Oh, so many- I would never want to be at the bottom of a pile. If I ever scored like a touchdown like that or something, I would just keep running as far as I could.
Really? Cause you seem like a bottom. You seem like you'd be good at the bottom. Like you'd like that.
See, you wouldn't have to, you would not have to encounter this situation, Ryan, because you would not score a game winning touchdown in any scenario. True. So
of the ball, three would, of us, I'm the most, the
ball, you would have to be at the bottom of a pile
because
the only way for you to get the ball would be to fall on it.
No,
you count a catch as three bounces for you. If no, it only bounces
right
three
now.
Times,
right now, not still only, a catch. No, I'm telling you right now. Not only am I the most athletic of the three of us, I have the best.
Absolutely not.
Now, I will say this. I'll say this honestly. I think I probably have the best hands, but I think you throw the best spiral, Tweety.
Thanks. I think the only reason you might have better hands is because you're so much taller.
You have bigger hands.
I got big hands, bro.
He does have big hands. I'll say that. But catch it.
Really, it makes Pat's dick look so small.
Guys, I played shortstop in baseball. For like
in
7 years.
In a beer league, you fucking...
No. Not. I'm talking about when I was a kid and you developed...
Oh, when
skills.
You were a child?
Yeah, I have better hands than either of you guys.
I will
There's
say...
There's just no doubt.
I did a 30-foot handstand walk yesterday.
That's not good hands. That's strong arms.
That's athleticism.
That's not athleticism.
It's not?
Nope.
Okay.
That's like a party trick.
I will argue that it's a very specific kind of athleticism.
It's a skill. It's a skill, not a talent.
I also did L-sit pull-ups. That's athleticism.
Look, you can't tell me about athleticism after I saw you walk to that bar. When you were walking to that, in that video you put up on Instagram, of you walking to that bar that you pick up, the way you walk to that bar, athlete has ever walked like that.
Was imitating.
Dennis walking.
Miller?
No, I was imitating... He's imitating Dave Cooley.
Nobody can see it anyway.
But did you?
I thought he was imitating Dennis Miller.
No one watches the video.
It's crazy to me is that nobody read the caption of the video. I was imitating a guy named Reese, who that's how he does his lifts. It's just nobody ever says anything to him because he does it with like 320 pounds, and I did with 225. But
were there any weights on that bar? I thought that was just, you were just picking up a bar with no weights on it.
Gee, I'll tell you what, you still couldn't do it. You still got
I could pick up the bar. What is the bar, 40 pounds?
45. You'd still look like a clumsy fuck.
No, I could pick up the bar.
I'll never forget when I picked up the weights that Irina was lifting in my garage. Okay. It was that my wife had been lifting. We were filming you and the fat guy.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Tommy.
Tommy Bechtold. You and Tommy Bechtold.
Like Tommy.
Yeah, you know Tommy. Tommy's great. Fat, but great.
We videotaped, what's that guy's name? The stand-up who got fired from SNL.
Oh, yeah.
Shane
Gillis, that really hilarious.
Yes, it was the...
That got completely...
It was a Shane Gillis audition we were taping. SNL audition.
But
Tommy nailed it.
Have you not seen that? I'll send it to you, Pat.
I think I've seen that.
You'll be the third person to see it. Irina had been lifting, okay, and the bar was on the ground, and I literally just grabbed Irina's weight, cleaned it, and put it on the rack so that it would be out of the way. And Joe and Tommy both about shit their pants because of how strong I was. That was Irina's warm-up weight.
No.
Yes.
None of this is true.
It's all true. Oh man, that's really fucking impressive. Dirt.
Hey,
we're recording the podcast still.
Sounds like they were both being nice.
No, they're
yes,
both being.
It does.
No, they're both being like. They are both on my dick so much that I can never not. Anytime that Joe says he's not impressed. That he doesn't understand my athleticism.
Well, don't drag Tommy into this. I believe Tommy probably was being nice. Joe,
yeah, Tommy
I do doubt the niceness and sincerity from Joe.
I agree. No,
that's the thing. It was all sincerity from Joe.
Well, I don't know. I don't remember.
Anyways.
Point is, spring game.
I'm the Xavier Betts of the podcast.
Well, he's very athletic.
Or the Omar Mann.
He dropped a pass.
One.
You have, to, you have to start wearing your shirt like a belly shirt if you're going to call yourself Omar Manning.
Oof. Yeah. A belly shirt would not be good for me. That would definitely reveal where my athleticism has gone. My belly. The wide receivers looked okay. Torrey looked really good. He caught a bunch of passes.
I think they didn't use their tight ends much.
Yeah, they didn't use their tight ends at all.
Yeah, and the thing is, we didn't much last year either when it seemed like we would.
They're not good.
I worry about that. I think Jack Stoll was a legitimately good tight end. He just was fucking hurt all the time toward the end of his career. I don't know. I do have that worry about the tight ends. The funny but also annoying thing that I keep seeing, and I'm unsurprised, is, you know, people like Adam Carrick are posting on social media being like, what are your thoughts on the game? And then everyone being like, we need a new quarterback. I'm like,
he was hitting receivers in the hands and they were dropping it.
Yeah, I thought he looked great and quick and moving well and confident.
He looked as athletic as he's looked since his freshman year, Adrian. And then I thought he navigated the wind pretty well. That was a tricky wind yesterday. Like, I realize I'm a couple hours from Lincoln, but it was windy as fuck here. And then it didn't
get the same wind. There's nothing between you and Lincoln to stop that wind you're talking about. Whatever wind you felt there was in Lincoln a couple hours later.
Yeah, it looked wind, like seeing Connor Culp's, I think, first field goal where it just like hooked in at the last second. Like, that was
a short one. Yeah.
And
but it so was a tricky one. It was at a weird, the angle was weird on it.
The punters looked good. No return yards.
which, you know,
Evan Morris, dude, our running backs looked unbelievable.
Now, who wasn't playing? The guy from USC, Step.
Yeah, Step.
Was he the only one who didn't play?
I feel like there was a
more. Sevian Morrison played, Tompkins played, Martin played.
Irvin played. You liked him.
Yeah,
and, he looked good. He was a true freshman. And the walk-on guy, the big walk-on, who's kind of got a little bit of
Yant.
Yant.
Yes. Who does Yant he remind us of? Not Ozigbo. It was the year before Ozigbo. There was like a running back who had kind of a big
Imani Cross.
Yes.
Cross. The guy was 47 when he was 18.
Imani Cross is exactly who I'm thinking of.
Yant might, I mean, he's not a burner, but he might have just a little bit more
maybe
acceleration than Cross.
And the guy played high school in Florida. So again, I feel like you almost need to add a half star to anybody who comes out of Florida.
Yeah, well, I think some recruiting services
do that already. Those half stars are built in already.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Definitely, I'd say with California, they do that.
Yeah.
And California, I don't know. I think Georgia, I think, yes, Florida, maybe Texas, but I don't know about California if we deserve that half star.
You're sleeping on Vermont.
Have you been? Everyone's sleeping on Vermont.
Yeah.
They have good ice cream.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I might be going to Vermont when I go this summer. My Uncle Frank lives in Vermont and has goats. And my daughter was like, I want to go to Uncle Frank's farm. I was like, I don't know, man. He may shoot us if we get on the property, even if we're family. He's that kind of an uncle.
Yeah, he'll be doing us all a fucking favor, you mean?
He's the one who I said, a lot of hippies up there in Vermont. And he goes, we're not all hippies up here. he collected guns from like World War II.
Is Montpelier the smallest state capital in the country?
Well,
it's under 8,000.
What's the size?
No way.
What's Rhode Island state capital?
Providence. That's big.
Oh, that's a bigger town. Yeah. Jesus. What's Delaware's?
Dover. That's definitely bigger than 7,800, it looks like.
My God, that is small. Yeah. What's the biggest? Burlington's the bigger city in Vermont, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I didn't realize it was that small. 7,000. Shit, man. I should run for governor of what state are you talking about there?
Vermont.
Why?
Well, I mean, yeah, man. It's not just the people in Montpelier who vote for governor. You're going to need to convince a little bit more than 8,000.
I just got to get that town on my side, and then the rest will kind of come easy.
Now the word you're looking for is mayor.
Nah. I mean, mayor and senator in Vermont sound like they're about the same thing.
Yeah. You could be a state senator in Vermont. Be a state senator in Vermont. Run for a small district.
I mean, that's the perfect state for me. You know, I'm pro Second Amendment and I'm pro weed. And that state's all about that.
Maybe I'll run for village board here.
There you go.
You're pro Second Amendment?
Yeah. I've got some pretty unusual Second Amendment. I think everybody, when you go for your driver's license, you're also going for your gun license. And at that point, you can get a government issued handgun. I think everybody who gets a license should be given one of those.
How big do you think a handgun is, by the way, Joe?
This is the improv handgun, friend. I'm on the trigger.
Oh, okay.
This gun goes out to here, man. Maybe even out to here.
It looked like you were like
holding it like a bottle of a gun,
or like you were measuring it like either your gun or your dick.
Everybody gets a
friend, like my friend, her pink Ruger that fits in first.
Everybody gets a two-shot Derringer. As soon as you get your driver's license, you get one of those little two-shot Derringers for self-protection.
Here's what you need. Everybody should get a fucking sawed-off shotgun.
No.
Yeah.
No, this is where
accidentally kill your neighbors.
I'm semi-serious. I need to investigate more on my theory here. But I really do think
you would kill your neighbors in LA. You'd accidentally shoot your neighbor if you started popping.
I'd be so scared. I would be so afraid to handle the thing myself.
That someone would shoot you with your own gun, which is why you need a shotgun. Because then you can just blindly do this and just fucking hit them.
And also take out half your family.
Yes, yes, right. Shotgun approach. Now I get it, right?
No, not my shotgun approach. Your shotgun approach.
No, mine is a handgun approach.
I'm really good. When I shoot a shotgun, it actually enters like a small bullet. That's how good I am. I actually focus. I can focus so well that all the
And just to be clear, I am for some restrictions on assault weapons. But that doesn't mean you can't be pro Second Amendment.
All weapons are assault weapons. I mean, by definition.
Well. That's to a degree.
A baseball bat is an assault weapon. If you want
it. Which is why it's ludicrous to litigate online, like, well, that is an assault rifle or that is not. I mean, right. It's all semantics at that point.
Yeah. My rule of thumb is this. If the government can have it, so can I, motherfucker.
Well, that's the thing. That's.
I want a drone. I want a drone with laser beams.
I don't know if we were recording when we were saying this before, but that's exactly the point. You can't have police in this country who don't have guns because all the people have guns.
Right.
We were talking about the English situation with Manchester United, and the police there didn't have guns, but neither do any of the citizenry. So they don't have to fear that. You can't take guns away from police.
Especially if we start getting drones with laser beams. But then again, that gun is useless.
Now, if you get drones with laser beams, you might be able to replace the police. But then if the citizenry has drones with laser beams, then we got drone battles everywhere. And who's officiating?
Drone wars, baby.
Now, drone wars would be cool. It'd be good. And in a state like Nebraska, I think even California has a lot of empty area. If you had a set area for these drone wars, I just don't want a drone falling.
Wars work.
I also don't know that it ever came out that a few years ago, like I remember I was back for the holidays in Nebraska and like I was driving back to, well, the town where we're living at right now, like from a bar, a town over. And I remember just seeing like these nighttime drone lights, like randomly drones would pop up over fields and no one in Nebraska knew what they were.
Well, I don't know, because by law by law to fly a drone after. I actually had to get a drone pilot's license to.
But I mean, they were like all like going up at the same time, over a bunch of.
Oh,
like,
well, now you can you can synchronize them. They do those at Super Bowls and stuff where you've got like 1,000 drones in the air making shapes and shit. It's creepy.
Yeah, but you have to put lights on them at night.
It's of course.
Well, yeah. But I mean, the fact that no one could account for where those were coming from at the time was the part that was freaking people FBI. Out.
All right, back to the game.
Yeah.
You know who I lost a little? You know who lost a little bit of stock yesterday in my eyes?
Who?
Smothers.
Because of his hair.
I have a hard time evaluating.
His hair is disappointing.
What?
I haven't seen it out of the helmet, but that was a lot of curly hair coming out the back. Has he got a full-on mullet or what?
Smothers?
Yeah.
He's from Alabama. Of course he does.
Okay. I liked Kenny Bell. This was Kenny Bell's first broadcast.
I thought he was fucking horrible.
There was a little bit, there was a little bit of nervousness at certain points. And early on, especially, I feel like he said the same thing like 5 or 6 times, kind of. But I felt like by the end of the game, he had finally gotten comfortable, like he was just watching a game.
I don't think people realize how difficult it is to do color commentary until you've done it a few times, or just broadcasting in general. There's a rhythm to it. I think actually a lot of credit goes to Kevin Kugler that they throw him in with these first time color commentators, and he just kind of rolls with it.
He wasn't with us. He was with that other guy.
What's that?
Wasn't he with that other guy?
No, I thought it was Kugler.
It was Kevin Kugler doing play-by-play yesterday.
Was it?
Who'd you think it was?
And then down on the field was Damon Bennett.
Dark-haired guy when he was in the booth that wasn't Kevin Kugler when it opened up. I saw Kevin Kugler talking to Bill Moos.
It was Kugler.
That may have been in the studio.
Was that Kugler? He looked different.
I mean, yeah, it was him.
Oh, well. I didn't recognize him until he was with Bill Moos.
Huh.
And also, that's other news. I don't know if that's a big deal, but they started construction on the on that other building, the Athletic Center.
Really surprised also, they didn't have Wandell come in and talk more about it.
He did say, if I'm still here by the time the building's up, I think everyone thought he meant NFL draft. Apparently, he just meant Kentucky.
Yeah. Maybe he'll come back for that. And there were a ton of recruits at the game. That's something that'll sort out in this next week. Hopefully we'll see if there was any good impact from that. Cause they had 45,000 or 40,000 people there for a spring game.
30,000.
36 or something.
It was about 40 because they did 50% capacity.
Yeah. But the number that they said was like 30. They said the number. So,
I thought it was 36,000 something tickets sold.
Well, part of when you're generating the 50% or whatever the numbers are, they take into account players, coaches, event staff, media. So that all gets factored in when generating the like capacity for the for health purposes. They usually include media and such anyway when they're announcing the attendance for a game normally too. I don't know that we needed that.
Oh, that was a good clarification. Might as well have a little of it.
Yeah, what did you guys think? I mean, it's hard to tell because we were all watching via TV, but what did it feel like crowd wise for you looking at that?
Me?
Do you think it provided like an energy that would like a recruit or something like that?
Yes, especially now, because any recruit has, even if they've been playing, I feel like this is their first time they've seen a college type crowd. And if they're going to go to other colleges, no other spring game is going to look like that. Even in most years, that's the funny thing. This crowd where it's a reduced capacity it was reduced compared to what it normally would be at Nebraska, but it will still dwarf most other spring games around the country. And even in a normal year, it would.
I feel like the thing that I can't help but think, like, if someone doesn't think like fully critically on it, if they're like, oh, well, that's a decent crowd. Like if they think if that's their first introduction to Nebraska and like the only crowds they've seen in a college stadium were pre-pandemic, if they're like, oh, that's solid. Like, is there almost like a weird.
No, sort of- because everyone goes, this is a half capacity. This would be double this if we could have done it. I just think for a spring game, it looks like a lot of their regular visits did. Well, let's think about it. If you go to visit like Tennessee at the end of last year for a game, there were probably like 40,000 people there because Tennessee sucked. You know what I mean? And then they were getting their asses kicked. This crowd, I'm sure, was pretty like hyped too because they hadn't been in a, you know, I'm just thinking of the first few times that I've seen other people. Now, maybe people in Nebraska have been interacting a lot more than I have, but I would have to think this first party atmosphere would just be crazy for everybody in a good way.
Nebraskans have been a little bit more out and open leading up to this for sure. I mean, the baseball had, I think, a pretty good crowd this weekend too.
Yeah. How's the vaccinations going in the state? I didn't see Nebraska on either the top or the bottom list. So they're somewhere
it's
in the middle.
Basically of what it's been through throughout most of it. It varies from region to region. That's probably not the conversation that people are tuning in for right now.
They're not in for our vaccination.
It doesn't seem like Tweety is in on this either.
Well, he's been mixing his own vaccinations in his garage there. So he's got vaccinations for everything.
Those are steroids.
If it was up to me, I would just take Trin, but.
You take what?
Trin.
What's that?
Steroid.
That's what I just said.
Yeah.
It's and a cure-all. I made it more specific.
There you go.
That's fair. Good point.
Did anybody like anybody on defense in this spring game?
I mean, there most of the sacks seemed like coverage sacks.
Yeah.
Who got that pick?
At the end of the first half?
Was it the end of the first
half? Yeah, it was a walk-on.
Okay.
Yeah.
I forget his name. I'll look up the roster.
But he probably won't play too much in the regular season.
Right.
And there were, you know, there seemed to be a few defensive guys who were out. So it wasn't the full kind of it. And a spring game is really going to
highlight the offense.
Yeah. You can't even tackle the first half. So not like they saw any huge hits or anything.
Jordan Riley looked gigantic, by the way. The
position is he?
He's a defensive lineman. I think he technically came to us from JUCO, but he had started out his career in North Carolina.
Oh. Is he a walk-on?
No.
That's not a name I've heard much.
Big, tall defensive tackle. Okay. Yeah, they expected to see a lot of him last year, and he got hurt.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a large fella.
Those are always good on defensive line.
Typically, yes.
Yes.
Like Blaze Gunnarsson got a sack. It was good to see. Good to see him in and healthy. Like I don't know. It's really really hard to tell. Especially with the format of the game, it's hard to tell. Like, are your running backs able to run physically? Are your defenders tackling? I mean, those are important things, and those are the types of things that have separated Iowa from us in recent years. And it's really hard to tell in that kind of spring game.
Right. True.
I think this game was a lot for the fans and everything, right down to the end of it, which I thought was cool, where they extended it one more play, just to give a little drama at the end of the game there. So I thought that was kind of a cool thing.
Yeah.
Phelan Sanford was the name of the guy who made the interception.
That's a cool name.
Yeah.
Yeah. From Benkelman, Nebraska.
The guy from Florida, DiCaprio Boodle.
Yeah. Did not get drafted,
but he went to
signed with the Chiefs.
Ooh,
undrafted free agent.
That's nice.
So Mills signed with
who?
Mills.
Well, Dallas drafted Farniok.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mills went to the Lions, I believe.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, there were two offensive linemen drafted. I forget what they said, how long it's been since Nebraska's had two offensive linemen drafted in the same draft, which is kind of depressing, but especially considering that we still, so we finally do that and we still weren't any good.
True.
But I think this is the year that Scott Frost turns it around.
I think so too. I'm really, really getting more and more of that vibe. And if he doesn't, I just don't think it's ever going to happen.
That's probably true.
Like, ever going to happen as in ever, or as in was under Scott Frost?
Under Scott Frost.
And then if it doesn't happen under Scott Frost, you have to think that's another at least 10-year gap, because it's not like the person after. You can't think that Frost is going to fail and the next guy would succeed.
Well, it could be Urban Meyer or something.
He's not going to leave the Jags.
Well, so what it will be. So I used to cover college sports, and the thing of it is, like, the lower level, like Division II or 1AA, those coaches tend to have to be the best recruiters. They have to be very, very good evaluators of talent, and they have to be very, very good at convincing that talent to come to them, because they have to identify talent that's under the radar, that's not going to go ahead and get plucked away by the big schools. Those coaches are very, very good at what they do out of necessity, and I think Nebraska would essentially be in that same boat. If things don't work out with Scott Frost, they would have to have an athletic director who has just a really, really, really good eye for talent, knows how to pull the guy, and then, because we're still a big time school, then be able to just pay in a way that, you know, the other schools vying for his talents, which would probably be like a Western Kentucky, outpay them.
You got to go for a Boise State type system with a bigger budget.
You need to get the guy from Navy. You need to go back to the option and try to find a gimmicky thing.
Well, you don't need
the 5-star guys. You need the best running quarterback that can sort of throw.
Yes. But all these things that we're mentioning are like, these are all gimmicky things that Nebraska, you would hope, can get away from.
Or what they did to win national championships.
Because you have to have a clear identity, and they've tried that with Frost. I mean, so where it would get difficult and tricky is, we'd have to do this song and dance probably a couple more times of convincing people, well, this is the guy, well, this is the guy. And until eventually the actual guy manages to show up. I don't know. Let's hope this is the guy. Yeah. If it isn't Frost, I mean, it's going to basically come down to winning the lottery.
Yes. You're right.
Is what it's going to end up being. And obviously,
we're not quite there. So let's just table that.
Yeah, lost all 7 years.
Exactly. But maybe, you know, maybe we are the jinx. Let's think about that too.
It is a possibility. And with that, do we make the announcement?
Yeah. I think that's a good transition.
Yeah. So maybe it's our fault, guys. We've been doing this since January 2014?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've been through the Pelini days.
Things have not been great since then. And so we're going to do our part. We've been doing this 7.5 years.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I really want to say this. I really want to say this, Pat.
Okay.
We're canceling the podcast.
Okay.
Pat dances around it.
Yeah. I just wanted to say it.
To put it out there.
Yeah. So next week is our last episode. Listen to it. We're going to do something cool. We don't know what yet.
Let's not promise we're going to do something cool. We're going to listen to the episode.
Worst case scenario, if I can't think of anything else, I'll just show my dick on Zoom.
Oh, okay. Well, so let's think of something.
I will make sure that I get the email out to Grant.
Yeah, we're going to try. Yeah, if we can get some of the big names or some of the little names. Basically, if anyone agrees to come on to the podcast, we may have them next week.
Because
it'll be their last chance.
I will still give economic advice if you want to email me at gmail.com.
Why would you give out my, can you blank that email address out? I don't want that floating out there.
He doesn't want that out there. Now you have to do more work, Tweety.
We'll see. I might just leave.
Please,
it.
You I know really
Pat's going to listen to that part.
What's that?
You can email me at sportsdumpshow@gmail if you want. I know I'll get zero emails. I can give out my email address.
This yeah, email address is going to be in the Patreon now too. God damn it.
Wait, why is it in the Patreon?
Because he's not going to edit it out of the Patreon.
Oh, is this the Patreon? How? Yeah. But the Patreon people already know your email, Pat.
Do they?
Well, it's your dad probably is like probably our only patron at this point.
He is, I think, our largest at this point.
So, I don't think so. Want someone just sent us $25.
Whoa. Oh. Maybe that's why we're quitting.
I know my dad's been doing pretty close
John,
to that.
I'm pretty sure it's actually John Johnston. You can talk about all time.
Well,
my dad's been in on this for quite a while at a pretty good amount.
I think he's five a month.
You can just send me a check.
Yeah. And here's the, yes, because he's splitting the money with me. Instead of sending you a check, you're getting a third of it.
I haven't really been taking any money for the last few months.
Oh, all right. Well, anyway. Yeah, stop your Patreon subscribership if you want, because I mean, there's no reason to
do whatever you want.
Yeah, true, right. Keep it going, I guess. But as to be determined what next week's episode is, other than our last.
Yeah. Should we elaborate, or are we just...
Elaborate. Say whatever you want.
I mean...
It's just been a long time, and
the...
We think we're the reason they're losing.
It's a lot of work, especially when the team loses a lot, and it saps some of the joy out of talking Huskers.
And the three of us haven't been in the same room for well over a year, It could be well over another year with Pat living in Nebraska.
It could be never again,
semi-permanently.
It could be you
guys come
Tweety
visit.
Moving to Texas or Mexico City or South America. Exactly. Well, we got
Come to Nebraska, Wymore or whatever little ass town you're in is not
Wymore.
Not going to be the one I visit.
Well, I'm telling you, it's just fun to sit out in the yard, have a drink. It's not like it's all that different than anything that we did in California.
I don't know. I don't sit in a yard and drink in California. I've never really done that.
But I mean, it's not
have a yard to sit and drink in.
I do.
We would mostly just hang out in a bar. Like, this is just outside and without a bunch of people who we don't know.
You don't want there. And it's cheaper.
And also, it's just a lot of work, and you motherfuckers wouldn't give us money. So what do you fucking want? You know, you think we're doing this for free? No, I mean, no. Here's the thing, man. I love this podcast. Meant a lot to us. We did it for a long time. We've been doing it for over 7 years at this point.
Whew.
Yeah, it's a long time. I mean, we should
be making more money than we are.
It's not only about the money.
I don't want people to take my
We should be winning more than we are. And since neither of those things are happening.
It's neither of those things, man. Like, the honest truth is this. You do this, Joe. The truth is truth should be important to you. Money has nothing to do with it. We didn't ever intend to make a dollar doing this when we started. I mean, we didn't. How much money did we make for the first 5 years, Joe? Literally $0.
You're right.
I spent over $1,000 to set this up. I guarantee I am still negative on this venture. I guarantee it. It was never about the money for me. Not saying that I wouldn't have enjoyed it, but it wasn't about the money. It was about promoting my film. this podcast has introduced us to a lot of really cool people. We've had people drive hours to come hang out. This is the bar, strangers that just showed up in a bar, asked the bartender which ones were us. We've hung out with Adam Devine of the bar, sorta. And I know that's because we tweeted at him a billion times to come hang out. This is that one bar. There's no reason he knew that was the bar except for us. Like, we've talked to, you know, heroes and enemies, and I've been threatened by Kansas fans.
Oh yeah. I was in Philly when that happens.
Yeah.
Kansas fans.
That guy,
that Creighton fan.
Oh, is that what he is? He's a Creighton fan?
Kansas and Creighton. He's from Kansas, but then lives in Omaha and likes Creighton.
Yeah, and he's a total fucking bitch too.
Okie doke. Well, let's save us now.
Well, he doesn't. Yeah,
I was going to say let's save our bridge burning for next week.
Okay. Oh, I'm gonna have a list of every of all the times I bit my tongue. That's what I'll do.
Letting it all out.
Oh boy. But yeah, it's been cool, man. It's been a cool ride. We've had multiple taglines. We've had multiple thumbnails. We've had
multiple sponsors.
We've had multiple networks. Hosts. We've been a part of hosts.
We've gone back and forth, right? Where we had Husker Max twice, Corn Nation once.
I know with Corn Nation twice, Husker Max.
Corn Nation twice, Husker Max once.
Husker Max was twice because you guys started out on there for a minute, and then I think the swearing was a problem.
We've been on both. That's right. We did both of them twice.
It's like getting married and divorced to the same person.
They get bribed with more money.
Which
amounted to more money.
No, more. Well, you know what they were like? They were like, we're going to give you 10 times zero instead of 5x0.
Yeah. SB Nation.
That's right.
We were part of SB Nation for a minute.
Are people going to not believe this? Because we did that one time where.
That was on April Fool's Day.
Yeah. Fair point.
I think they'll believe it next week.
Okay.
If not next week, they'll definitely believe it the week after.
They definitely that's when the money starts rolling in.
I personally, I've found it a lot of fun. Like when I went out to LA, like I got out of sports stuff like a long time ago because I was just like, I want to do comedy and shit. And then like Tweety talked me into it. And like it's been fun. Like I didn't know you before any of this, Joe, and like I consider like you a friend.
I didn't know
absolutely.
I didn't know Joe before any of this either.
No, this really? Is all my brother's fault. Yeah.
No, not your brother. No,
James Grace.
James Grace.
Right.
Yeah, I met your brother because of you.
That's right. That's weird.
I met your brother because of The Office, but we started talking because of you.
Yes. Not the show The Office, the office of the IO, which is also defunct.
Yeah,
that's true. Everything that was around when we started this thing
is now
all the things that surround it. It's all disintegrated. So you're right. I think we need to determine if we are the reason.
We're the reason that Trump got elected.
Well, I don't know about that. But if we are the reason in any way that Nebraska has, like, we could say if we stop doing this, Nebraska makes a bowl game. We ought to start the Patreon back up and do nothing just so that people keep it coming for us to keep winning so that they pay us to not start doing the podcast again.
That's actually a great idea.
If this is yes, we'll have to threaten our listenership if we have a good season.
It is weird. Like
Twitter.
What?
You'll still be able to reach us at our Twitter.
Yeah. I've still got it on my phone. I'll probably do the occasional Wistrom Wednesday He's legit, I feel like, become a friend of us. Like,
yes,
I reached out to him for a favor for something work-wise a few weeks ago, and he just like did it. I'm like, that's, I don't know. Like, I would have never expected a few years ago to be able to say, yeah, I just texted Grant Wistrom
exactly
to help me out with a work thing. That's ridiculous. Yes. Or even that we got to talk to like the quarterback who got his ass handed to him in the Orange Bowl by the black shirts like two or three times.
Yes.
Like he just was like, sure, whatever, cool.
We were on the phone with Charlie McBride while Scott Frost was getting announced as the new coach.
That's right.
Well, while the news was breaking, he wasn't, it was pre-announcement even, but like, but he knew and Aaron Taylor talking to us from a Menards parking lot.
Yeah.
Well, didn't you request that from him? Could you call us from a parking lot?
Yeah. It was just him and his wife and his dog chilling in a Menards parking lot in like January. Like, he like dropped that at the end, like, yeah, I'm just going to go into Menards here in a second. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Have you been out in your car in the parking lot in January this whole 90 minutes?
That's nuts. Let's save some of these for our you know, thanks farewell and praise.
But like, people have been way cool to us. Like,
absolutely.
And I like, sometimes, you know, when you book guests, it's frustrating because it's hard, but also, like, I don't know, 9 times out of 10 people like would just do it without like questioning it. It's just like, sure, whatever, call me, and give you their phone number, and you're like, okay, cool, I guess I'm about to call this former black shirt or this former national champion or whomever, I don't know.
Or Super Bowl champion.
Yeah. That's nuts. That is like, I don't know. I find that cool. But also that, yeah, I've got a lot of time hanging out with you guys that I wouldn't have probably otherwise. And I
Sure.
What?
You've probably gotten several contact highs just from hanging around us.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. No, I mean, I hope we still text on the games.
Yeah, I mean, for sure the games, but that's it.
Absolutely, and on soccer or games otherwise. On
the other thing. Text me at the weirdest time possible, one of you.
Yes.
Figure out the weirdest time to
when
text.
When I'm fucking my wife.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. So I mean, that's probably what, 2 months from now.
All we do is fuck.
All right.
I'm going to go. I'll tell you what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to fuck her. I'm going to take a shower. And I'm going to fuck her again.
All right. Let's get. All right. Now, this is another reason.
So violent the way you say it.
Absolutely.
It is violent.
Oh, God.
The shower. The shower is violent.
Everything. Super high the water pressure is way too high.
Burns his skin. So if you guys have anything that you want to say to us, maybe put on the Twitter before our last episode.
Yeah, we'll do one last Twitter reading before, because we used to do that all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, the Real Informer won a contest that we had like many years ago.
Yeah.
Where he was supposed to be on. So, John, Real Informer,
this is his last chance. Yeah,
this is your last chance, bud.
And we pay it off at the end.
I mean, that's the time. Like, go out in the series finale.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, I guess, are we going to even bother doing the other stuff?
Give them the, you got to, next week you can skip it all.
If you do it at Big Red Cobcast on Twitter, facebook.com/Cobcast. And if you want to just like throw in one final Hail Mary Patreon,
before I fucking love it.
Yeah, patreon.com/BigRedCobcast.
And we'll keep the Twitter up, but the other two will probably go down at some point, maybe.
I don't know about going down, but
all right.
I'll definitely we'll definitely still tweet as well. I mean,
things will be up there. I've got it on my phone. So
there we go.
Yeah.
All right.
Is that it?
Batty rides a bus.
And a Boardwalk Audio podcast. For more information and shows, visit boardwalkaudio.com. Don't forget to rate and subscribe now.
The Sea of Red, Husker Nation.
See what makes Nebraska fans the greatest fans in college football with a new movie directed by Lincoln native Ryan Tweedy.
Through These Gates.
The perfect gift for Husker fans.
Available on DVD now at huskerfilm.com.